Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you know any amazing children, exceptional children? I mean, children who think that they might even be from some other planet. I mean, different. There are many children being born who have very unusual stories to tell us about who they are and what they're here for. And there is a special person who has been writing books about this and the information that she receives and really understands so much of this journey that we're all on with them. And so I'm thrilled to have her back again on Energy Stew, Mary Rodwell. Mary, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'm so glad that you do the work you do because these children need it. And you know that. That's why you do it, because they need somebody who believes in them and helps them, right?
And so, I think the biggest problem, Peter, is anyone that's having experiences outside of what is considered the norm is in many ways judged very negatively for that, because we have unfortunately still a model of psychology that only owns the truth of your five senses, and anything beyond that is considered suspect, when in fact the big issue is that we are, and I know that you subscribe to the fact that we are multidimensional, that we are not just a physical container. We are actually a consciousness inhabiting that container that continues after our demise, our physical demise. And these children, many of them remember lifetimes, not just on planet Earth, but other planets. And they even have spoken about there being spirit. One little boy called himself a will of the wisp, choosing his next life, which happened to be on planet Earth, and then explaining why he'd come. And all of this is conscious recall. This is not hypnosis. This is him stating his truth, all of 9 years old. And that is what, to me, gives it integrity, simply because it's a conscious recall, not even through hypnosis. This is his truth. And this is one of many, 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 I believe, children and adults also have had this kind of recall and memory.
Right. And it's fascinating to me. And I've done a lot of intuitive work looking at people's past lives and have seen them in ancient lifetimes, or maybe even recent lifetimes on other planets, or they could be on moons and sometimes on suns. Yeah. And who would have thought? I have no idea. It's the information that comes through. But what's fascinating about it is that when it comes through with information for the people I'm talking to, it makes sense to them. Not that they remember those lifetimes, but that the purpose of those lifetimes, how the information about how they lived and where they lived and what they were doing is so much a part of who they believe they are in this life.
Absolutely. And some of the recent information has been where some have said they've come from a future timeline.
Sure. Well, actually, recently I did a show with a woman who channels archangels, and they said that we have to remember that we think in terms of sequence, but out in higher dimensions, things are parallel. And so the future is really parallel with the past. And we want to, for our own information, create a sequence about it from past, present, and future. But everything is one. And it's all a story within itself that is too profound for us to understand unless we separate into series.
what you have mentioned, Peter, many can access for themselves if they choose to have hypnosis. And one of the things that I've done many hundreds of times is when someone wants to explore a past life and going back, not just obviously to past lives on this planet, but past lives on other planets. You know, they met a creature or a crystalline planet or somewhere from another dimension. So they can access that often in trance, even if they can't consciously.
Right. I remember one time I was teaching a class in person, not too long ago, when we still could. And a woman came in late who I hadn't known before. She was a new student. And I was looking at the past and looking at where these people were from, what kind of people. And I looked at her and I went, oh my God, you're really from another universe. And I didn't, you know, it's not like I had, you know, any intention of knowing that. It's the information that came through. And what does that mean? We don't know what that means. But it's fascinating that there are so many people around who are ready. And this is, you know, there's a purpose for this. And the purpose is the future. And so let's talk about the children who you work with and what they say, not only what they're here for, but why and where it's taking us.
Well, I'll just read out a couple of things from a little 9-year-old that I got recently, because there are a couple of things I think your audience might be interested in. He talks about the scientific team that comes and collects him. He also explained that he'd been shown by these beings dinosaur times and future times. He spoke about God, and this may rattle a few cages. He said the bigger aliens told him God is not what most people think. They showed him it's this vortex-type black hole that isn't a black hole. It's a violet light that creates. And the aliens don't know who created it or when. He also spoke about time travel. He said he's a time traveler from the future. His real form is not the body he inhabits now. He is genderless in that form. He says his alien form is really us from the future. They are us, we are them. And he was at 7 years old when he explained that he had no nails and 4 fingers in that form. He talked about getting an in-depth education from these beings. And he said that the beings that he interacted with have an IQ of over 400.
Oh, is there such a thing? That's great.
And he also said sometimes his soul, he says, goes up through his head, and he can go anywhere in the universe when his soul goes up through his head. Now, this is just a 9-year-old explaining some of his experiences, and that's just one of many
right. That I write about. Right, I was just going to say that you know so many who have stories like this, but you've learned so much from them. So you're a font of knowledge about, you know, multidimensionality and what it all means.
I think, Peter, the thing that has shown me through these experiences, not just with the children, but with the hundreds of adults that I've spoken to, in fact, thousands now, everyone, I believe, has the ability to access this information about themselves and the multiverse. But it has often been shut down through education and programming, and it's not been accepted. So many people keep quiet and they live two lives. They live the one that the public sees and their family and friends most of the time. And they have a personal reality, like you understand, that is multidimensional. And many of them will not own that because they're afraid of judgment or any, are you going crazy? Or they're afraid that it's not accurate or it's not truthful. And that's often the reason they shut down.
Right. The people around me don't understand me at all. And, you know, unfortunately, my wife is very highly spiritual and leads moon circles. And, you know, so I'm grateful to be in a relationship with someone who at least realizes that, as crazy as I might seem, because I'm speaking of other worlds and other universes, etc., that there's a groundedness to it that's real to me, and she respects that. And I think that's what we can all look for in others, is that there's information that people have to offer us, and there's so much that we can do together. And especially when those of us find each other, and certainly the audience listening to these shows that I do are certainly of this kind, and my students are, and many clients. So it's really great to build communities of like-minded people. But even then, it's a like-minded community that's kind of a little off the ground that has to also find its own way. And so I think we're in a time right now that's being challenged greatly by, let's call it dark forces, that don't want us to succeed, don't want this, let's call it a reset that is coming, and maybe are trying to interfere with it. And I think they're gonna have problems, because I think we're too directed to create a future that is special. And that's what these children are here for. And they're here, you know, why would they be here, right? If there wasn't a purpose for them to be here. Why would any of us be here? Why would you choose to do the work you're choosing?
Peter, certainly the reset, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely real. I spoke to a 10-year-old last year when all of this started happening, and he was visited by light beings. He said he comes from a planet of light where you manifest instantly. And he said, planet Earth, it's harder to manifest because it's so dense here. He explained when I said to him, what do you think all of this is about? And he said, Mary, this is the reset. So it was obvious to me that he knew exactly what we're facing right now, which is this shift.
Right, and I think we have to understand that this is not just, you know, that we'll feel a little bit different. I think it's a new way of experiencing reality. And a lot of people won't be ready for such a dramatic shift, but it's really been foretold that we're coming into a time of this higher consciousness. Will there be more clarity and transparency multidimensionally? And then that forces us to behave differently and to construct our lives differently around it.
Absolutely. And the children know this.
Right.
One of the things recently, I'll read this from a 12-year-old who talks to her source. And she said, everyone is moving dimensions. The higher self of each person individually is working hard to bring into alignment the new dimensions upon Earth. Every higher self on the planet is trying to do this, even if the person is totally unaware. Certain beings are creating negative emotional situations on Earth to keep humans from changing dimensions. We need to be in a more neutral happiness and harmony with each other. There's a kind of energy battle going on with each person's higher self and darker energy beings. She also talked about the shift will happen and lift us to a new, kinder, caring, less emotional reality, but the timings will vary. And she said her job is to connect the earth, to ground people and help them connect to their higher selves. She said she comes from a different galaxy, many galaxies away. And the last thing that she said was, she warned famous and popular people leading the spiritual world with many followers. She said they're loving the attention, but they're not working for our best interests. They're lowering our vibrations with their rhetoric and negative tales. And she went on to explain not to be misled by them. So this is a 12-year-old.
That's fascinating. And these 9, 10, 12-year-olds are going to end up needing to lead the way. You know, they have insight and awareness of what people will be experiencing that'll be confusing.
Yeah.
And they'll straighten us out.
Exactly. And the thing that's important, Peter, as far as I'm concerned, is that all of those that are already open and accessing this aspect of themselves start to be more honest about their truth, that they come out, I call it coming out the space closet, but it's whatever closet you call it, really, multi-dimensional closet or whatever, because the more that people own that side of themselves, the more we can normalize it rather than it being seen as something a little bit strange, crazy, or bizarre, because it's actually our heritage. It's actually our true nature is to be operating in that way, as you well know with your own experiences.
Right. I know what the possibilities are to expand consciousness, and I love it. I love being somebody who can tap into the universe and receive very important information. And you know, I've been a teacher and had my school for 24 years. So I've had lots of people who really absorb this information and own it and can be it too. There, so many people have want to acquire this multidimensionality in themselves, where you're just tuned in. And you know your way because you're guided. It's really about being guided. It's not even being in our minds. It's just being in our beings, in sensing. And then because I believe heavily in serendipity and synchronicity and divine order, and allowing us to flow, because we don't get in our own way. And I think that is the future for everyone, is to be in this state of divinity within themselves. They're God within, and being that, and then loving each other from that is beautiful. And so the children, they get it, you know, and I'm so happy for you that you have so much interaction with these, you know, let's call them divine beings, who, like, everybody is a divine being, yes. But I'm talking about knowing it.
Oh, I call us the older models, that they're going to help with the upgrade, so that we can join them on that level of frequency and understanding. And that's happening anyway. It's happening from all sources. The activation is happening exponentially across the planet now, as you are aware of and I'm aware of. More and more people are shifting from that old 3D paradigm and finding a completely new way of experiencing their reality, and okay, also wanting a different reality, losing, you know, less materialistic values, more ecologically minded, more holistically driven to create a new world and a new reality that is both loving, compassionate, and connected to all that is.
And I think we're going through a very toxic time where the worst traits are coming out, and it looks so bad with all, you know, so much oppression that's going on and controversy and fighting. And it's, but I think we just are doing that to know the difference. And we'll get to the other side. The Mayans predicted, you know, 1,000 years ago that this, at this moment in time, we'd be, have gone into what's called night. We've come out of 360 years of day, and now we're into night. And we thought, we, who knew what that meant? Well, the night means also that it's dark. Yeah. It's confusing. But also, the answer is only within. So you can't look on the outside for the answer. You have to go within and find the universe within yourself.
And I think that's what we're heading towards now, because of the many adults, particularly that I work with, many are opening up multidimensionally, and all they're, what they're seeking is a way of managing it and integrating it in a way that is holistic for them, so that they can work in harmony with their 3D reality, rather than it's either that or that, but bringing it into alignment. So they're functioning, fully functional, as I call it, on right. both levels.
And allowing their instincts to guide them so that they know what's right and what to choose. Mm. Yeah, because the opportunities are there for us to flow. And we just need to be determined within ourselves to be true to ourselves and not be influenced by those who don't understand us. And, you know, there are many right now, but I'm very optimistic about, I just don't know the timing. Everybody wants to know, what's the timing of it all? It's like, oh, I don't know, but it's coming. You know, and I guess these children don't know either.
What I feel gives us a sense of the timing is the fact they're coming in now with all their skills and awareness. So it's going to be sooner rather than later, my sense is, because of the fact that they're all coming into them in onto this planet right now, and they're awake. So I think it's all going to tie in, and it's perhaps a sense of, if when enough of us on the planet are awake, that will then create the shift into that higher awareness, perhaps something like that.
Maybe that's it. I don't know what's the source of the reset. You know, it's, who knows how it'll arrive. And, you know, we just have to trust that at some point it will, and let's take care of ourselves and each other in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know, and talk to people like you. And you work with the children who need you so much, and adults who need you so much, because you're really helping people find their way with your books. So we still have a little time left to talk about how people can follow up with you, with books and website, etc.
The books Awakening or The New Human. You can find me on Facebook, and my two websites are cern.com.au or maryrodwell.com.au. But just Google me if you have any problems. You'll soon find me. It's all there.
That's wonderful, because I think you're out there. You're speaking all over the place. And you were recently in a panel. Alan Steinfeld is a good friend of mine. And he was he has a book out about UFOs now. And he's making some notoriety for himself, but he's been in New York with me for many years, and we've gone places together, and so I'm glad to see that that he and others are drawn together to talk about these possibilities of, you know, of what you each know to make it all more real for us. I guess you haven't traveled in a long time.
Well, I haven't for about a year and a bit because of what's happening in Australia. Right. So all the conferences that I've done this year have been online, and I'm doing Contact in the Desert. Well, next week is Contact in the Desert, but a lot of them are, I'm just doing presentations online from here, which is actually a lot more comfortable.
Sure.
Quite so exhausting, but really, given what's happening on the planet, it's probably the best thing to stay put at the moment anyway, because it's all a bit chaotic out there.
I agree with you, and I'm not going to be traveling. I won't be allowed to travel without perhaps the passport that I'm not going to get. I'm not a vaccinated person.
Well, as a former nurse midwife, I have to tell you, I've looked into it, and they would have to, the only way they'd get me is if I'm on my deathbed, and I couldn't do anything about it. So I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I trust that, you know, we know what good things to do for ourselves to stay healthy and strong. Mm. And there's a lot to do, but we have to do it. And the information is there. So this is terrific talking with you. So I want to thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew again. And hopefully we'll talk again at some point when things get even more interesting.
Absolutely, Peter. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Right, sure. Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at prn.fm. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.